Lesson 34, The Mark of the Beast. This lesson begins on page 256 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. A tattoo on the skin can readily identify a person as a follower of the Antichrist. That's why I believe the Antichrist will insist on having people wear such a mark. Notice, the Bible says it will be placed in a very conspicuous place, on the right hand or forehead. Footnote number 256, Revelation, chapter 13, verse 16. And the second, third by my count, beast required all people small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. End of footnote. Unlike an identity card that you carry in your wallet or purse, this mark will be worn on the exterior of the body. But unlike an ID card, which can be stolen or lost, the Antichrist's mark is permanent. It can never be removed, pilfered, or misplaced. Recall the highly visible Star of David, the Nazis required Jews to wear in Hitler's Germany, and you have an idea of what the Bible is telling us. But, there are problems with using a tattoo alone, for identification purposes. Having a tattoo on one's hand, or forehead, will identify them as a follower of the Antichrist. That's the primary reason, the mark isn't some microchip buried under the skin. A buried microchip can't be seen. In the same manner, not having a tattoo also serves to distinguish someone. It marks them as being among those who are non-followers of the fake savior of the world. When the violent persecution of people not having the mark begins, this will motivate them to create counterfeits of it. The simple fact is, any tattoo can be copied. All that's required is ink, and an artist capable of reproducing the image. Once people start getting them, the design will become common knowledge. So, the Antichrist will put in safeguards to prevent such persons from gaining access to his system. Looking at the definition of the word mark, again we see, karagma, has a tightly defined meaning, a mark providing undeniable identification, a symbol giving irrefutable connection between parties. The world today uses something to achieve that, which the Apostle John would have been unable to see with his eyes, the Internet. The way the Antichrist will control access to his global commerce system will be via the Internet, using a tightly encrypted password. A password which cannot be stolen, misplaced, pilfered, swiped, or broken in any way. That's the secret to preventing identity theft, create an unbreakable and completely secure password. This password is already located on the right hand, or on one's forehead. The Antichrist, using a combination of fingerprints and ocular scan, will create the perfect password. One that cannot be lifted or compromised, or forgotten, or lost. It's the perfect mark. People have speculated that the Antichrist will use some kind of biochip implanted under the skin as his mark. The problem with biochips is they need to be produced. Anything produced by humans can be counterfeited by humans. Plus, there is already a huge stigma against putting biochips in humans. Going back to the biblical definition, the mark needs to provide undeniable identification, giving irrefutable connection between parties. The mark of the Antichrist will accomplish this. Once a person agrees to accept the mark of the beast, they will go to a processing center to have their fingerprints scanned and recorded. Once done, they will have an ocular scan performed and documented. An ocular scan of the eye takes an image of the retinal and optic nerves. Each person has a unique and distinctive pattern of the blood vessels in the eye. The technology was developed to diagnose and treat glaucoma. It will be repurposed to verify identities of followers of the Antichrist. Fingerprints and ocular scans are impossible to counterfeit. The finger has certain oils from the skin and a low level of electricity present, which the scanner accounts for. This prevents a subject from using a dead or fake hand to fool the scanner. The device is sensitive enough that if one's hands are too clean, or if they've been painting or sanding wood, the scanner will reject their fingerprints. The same principle applies to trying to use an artificial eye. The device measures more than just the image, it measures the electric potential of the body. The human body uses electrical charges throughout the body, from the brain waves, to the signal for the heart to beat. Human beings are actually incredibly intricate machines, which can be measured and monitored. Notice that the mark John saw was located on the right hand and forehead of the person. He must have seen people going through a checkout line in the supermarket, or something similar to that. I imagine John must have seen people placing their right hand on a scanner. Or, he might have seen them leaning over and having their eyes scanned. Either way, it's inescapable that the fingerprints are located on the hands, and our eyes are located on the forehead. The word used in the verse for forehead is metopon, and means the space between the eyes. So it's possible the tattoo will be placed between one's eyes. Think about it, that's the one place everyone looks first when identifying someone. And it can't be covered up by wearing a hat or cap. The point to be taken is the Antichrist will control the world's population by controlling all the points of sale. Nothing will be legally bought or sold without going through the system. He will achieve that by using scanners connected to the internet. Now, some might be thinking, hackers will be able to penetrate the system and insert the fingerprints and ocular scans of non-followers of the Antichrist. While it is theoretically possible, I think it is highly unlikely. First off, those who side with the devil will be indwelt and possessed, an irreversible position. The Bible is clear. Anyone who worships the beast and his image, and receives his mark, will receive the full strength of his wrath. Footnote number 257, Revelation, chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. These are not people who will be capable of changing their mind. They are headed for the lake of fire, where there will be no rest for the wicked, both day and night. No one on the inside is going to willingly betray the Antichrist. The demonic forces will put a stop to it before it can happen. Plus, the physical security surrounding the computer systems will be the best in the world. Firms and corporations today have eliminated illegal penetration of their computer systems by limiting mainframe access to only one or two entry nodes. These nodes are placed in highly secured areas, totally isolated from outside or external access. The physical security of the Antichrist's mainframe will make Fort Knox look like entry into Disneyland. I'm not saying people won't become desperate enough to try. I'm sure they will. But the Bible honors those who were beheaded for their unwillingness to worship the Antichrist or the image of the beast. God will resurrect those persons to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Footnote number 258, Revelation, chapter 20, verse 4. The reign of the Antichrist will officially begin on the date of the second wake-up call, June 7, 2037. This is precisely 1,260 days before the second coming of Jesus Christ, on November 17, 2040. The Bible tells us, he will be given a mouth to speak arrogant words and blasphemies, along with the authority to act for 42 months. Footnote number 259, Revelation, chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. This is equal to 1,260 days. June 7, 2037, plus 1,260 days, equals November 17, 2040. The Antichrist will likely begin having people take his mark, immediately following his declaring himself as God, following his illegal entry into the temple. Things won't become overly violent before the passing of 40 more days at the removal of Satan from heaven on July 23, 2037. Once he gets thrown down, everything will change. The Bible warns every person who sees the Antichrist standing in the holy place to immediately flee to the wilderness sanctuary in the mountains, prepared by God. Footnote number 260, Matthew, chapter 24, verses 15 and 16. The Bible tells us that quite a few Jews will heed the warning and flee to Petra. They will be protected and nourished there for 1260 days. Footnote number 261, Revelation, chapter 20, verse 6. This matches the interval of the reign of the Antichrist. After being thrown down to earth, Satan is going to persecute the Jews to the max. Footnote number 262, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 13. The Bible tells us that Satan will attempt to drown and sweep out the Jews sequestered in Petra. He might try and divert a river to place a flood into the canyon. This is one indicator that Petra is the place chosen by God for the Jews. Footnote number 263, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 15. But, some natural characteristic of the ground, will soak up the water, preventing Satan from being successful. Footnote number 264, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 16. At this point, Satan will become even more enraged, and begin to make war, with the rest of God's children remaining on earth. This is when, the beheading of those refusing to follow the Antichrist, by taking his mark, will begin in earnest. Footnote number 265, Revelation, chapter 12, verse 17. The Jews in Petra will be unreachable, as will be the 144,000 members of God's elect. That only leaves those persons, who have refused to accept the mark of the Antichrist. They will bear the full brunt of Satan's fury. They will face a terrible choice, either accept the mark, or get beheaded. This is a time no one outside of Petra, will want to be on the earth. It will be the worst time in human history. Lesson 34, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, the mark of the Antichrist will be required for persons who agree to become his followers. Discuss this mark in detail. Question 2, define the Greek word karagma. Question 3, define where the mark of the Antichrist will be placed. Discuss why this location was chosen. Question 4, why does God command all who see the Antichrist enter the temple, to flee to the mountains? Explain your answer. Question 5, what event causes the tribulation to become more violent for those unwilling to follow the Antichrist? Explain why is this so. Question 6, explain what happens to those who get beheaded for Christ during the reign of the Antichrist. When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 35, A Blessed Ending. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser, to return to the page with the Chapter 7 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 35, A Blessed Ending. Click on the blue box, to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box, to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive, to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 35, labeled 7.35, A Blessed Ending, to hear the next lesson.